When I was a little kid, my mother played golf. She was in her 30s, I guess. And I didn't know anything about golf. All I knew was that she can't come home and she'd be discouraged and she'd say, I've got to break 100. I need to break 100. And this is something I just have to do. So, okay, you know, we'd expect my mother to come home and we'd hear the sad story about her golf game. Sometimes she'd go and practice and she'd take me along to shag balls for her. I knew I was going to be a professional baseball player. Stan Musial was my idol because I grew up in St. Louis. And I was going to be like Stan Musial. I was left-handed like he was. And I'd get down the practice range for my mother with my baseball glove, waiting for her to hit the balls. But she wouldn't do that. She'd make me go way back so it'd be a little ground ball that would die at my feet. And it was really kind of discouraging. But, you know, I was with my mother, and I was on helping her with her project. So one day, she came home. And she had had a 99. She was so excited she had done it. And in the next year or so, she was playing in the low 90s. And about a year after that, she quit because I guess she had accomplished her goal. As I grew up and got to be about my age, I'm playing golf the last 2 or 3 years, and I can't break 100. I just can't do it. Maybe I did it when I was younger. I don't know. I was always a hacker. The closest I ever came to playing golf was I was the manager of the college golf team, which meant they went out and they had country club privileges in all the country clubs in the town. And they could go practice there, and I could go with them if I wanted, which I did maybe once or twice a week. And my main job was handling the money. When they had a road trip, I'd have to go to the college bursar, and I'd have a little budget for hotel and food and so forth and get the money, and then I'd have to carry the money. Now, these guys on this golf team, they were a dedicated bunch. But it wasn't to golf they were dedicated. They were dedicated to beer. So they'd be damned if I was going to use that money on food. They were going to buy beers, and then we'd sleep in the car or we'd sleep at friends' houses or wherever. And anyway, and then I'd caddy. I'd caddy for our best golfer, who was always hungover when it came to the match. But it was fun because he was good. He was pretty good, even hungover, and he'd always be playing the best golfer on the other team. And it was close up to some pretty good golfers. Life went on. I never played golf again till recent years. And now when I play, I shoot maybe 105 or something like that. But I'm determined to break 100. I feel like it's a challenge. I'm competitive. I'm not sure if I'm being competitive with my mother. I doubt that. But maybe I'd feel closer to my mother if I did break 100. So one day, not too long ago, I go out. I usually play at Morro Bay. Anyone here ever play golf at Morro Bay? It's up in the park overlooking the bay, the marina. Beautiful place. They call it the poor man's Pebble Beach because you look out on the ocean. You look out on the bay, and the first hole is long, and it's uphill, and I'm never warmed up. It takes a while to warm up. I could go there early and warm up and hit a bucket of balls, but if I did that, I'd be tired by the 12th hole, so I don't want to do that. And usually by the time I finish the first and second hole, second hole is the hardest hole in the course, the idea of breaking 100 is gone. And I can relax. But on this particular day, it's a par five, and I got a six. That's known as a bogey when you're one over. If I could get bogeys on the entire course, I'd shoot a 90. And so I felt like this day, it's now or never. This is the day I'm going to do it. And I did okay on the second hole. And by the time I finished the first nine, I had like a 48. This is it. I'm going to do it. And so you go along, and the harder holes are on the second nine, but was struggling through. And with the benefit of a few lucky shots on the shorter holes, I came into the final hole needing only a six to have a 99, needing only a six. Now, a six, this is a par four hole. It's uphill. It's not very long. It's 360 yards or so. But it's all uphill. And it's against the wind. And so I need a strategy. The strategy is usually with a par four hole, you want to be on the green after two shots, and then two putts, you've got a par. You got a four. I said, all I got to do is get on that green in three. And then I can even have three putts, which is pretty bad. So I hit my drive. It's okay. It's out there. It's against the wind. It's uphill. It doesn't go very far, 140 yards or something like that. And go after that. And I hit my second shot, and it wasn't very good, but it wasn't terrible. It's up another 100 yards in the rough. I can get on the green now in this shot. But I didn't. I landed and ended up about, from here to the back of the room from the green. Okay, that's three. I got three shots to get into that hole. So I get down there over the first one, and that's not a hard shot. That's one of my better shots, to hit a shot like that. But anyone see the basketball game last night? I think I choked. Hit that shot, and it went only about that far under the green. Need two shots to get in. Two putts, that's fairly standard. I'm not going to be short. I get over that ball. I whack it up there, and it goes past the cup about 10 feet. Oh, my God, now I'm shaking. Well, I'm not going to tell you the end of the story, but it's still now or never. As far as breaking 100.